I guess if you look at the fact you guys lost, have lost three out of your last five games going into this, it would seem that you're playing your best basketball. But did you still feel like today going into this that you guys deserved one of those top 16 seeds, or how did you?
You know, I don't. I think that we deserve it if they give it to us. I mean, I think if they, you know, you can say three out of the last five. If you focus on any one part of your schedule, unless you're 30-2 like North Carolina is, and who knows, maybe they lost two out of three at one point. I don't know, but you know, we've won 9 of our last 12. That was the number that was thrown out there that they were going to use. They were going to use your last 12 games. Well, we've won. You know, okay, we've lost 3 of our last 5, but we've also won 9 of our last 12. So, the bottom line is when you finish at Arkansas, Mississippi State at home, at Alabama, or, you know, Arkansas again. I mean, those teams in those venues are. They're tough teams, and so we had lost, I don't know what it was last year, but I know we lost our last two last year coming into this, and it didn't seem to affect us any. We got a draw that we could manage and played well in our very first game and really played well from that point on. But I'm not concerned with, you know, three losses in our last five games. The game before that, we beat the team that was ranked number one in the country. So, you know, it's not really fair to take one little snapshot of a schedule or of a season and suggest that you're playing well or not.
Did you have a sense of it going into day where you guys thought, where you thought you would be seated, what would have been?
I thought we would be seated between 4 and 6, again, not knowing what the emphasis is on, and I gave in a little bit yesterday and today for the first time this season. I looked at, you know, some bracketology things, and I was bored and didn't have much else to do, and knowing full well you can't put stock into, you know, to all those things that you see, because unless you're behind those doors with that committee, you don't know what they place the most value on. And I thought our resume, if you will, really was clearly spoke for itself. No really, really bad losses. You know, just not there's just not a lot on there not to like. I mean, we had a bad stretch there in January, and we lost a couple here at the end, but again, 26-7. You know, I heard Joe Lenardi on Nashville radio the other day say that, you know, we were, you know, we would be a number 6, and he went into his reasons why. But as I thought about our team's qualifications this year as opposed to last year, I just didn't see how. And I realize that you can't say, well, we were that last year, so we would have to be better this year, because that really is much more dependent upon the other 64 teams. But I thought, all things being equal, we would be seated higher this year because, again, conference record is the same and much better non-conference performance. And I don't know, it just seemed like our resume was better this year, so I thought we could get a higher seed than a 6.
Shane or Ross, were either of you all surprised by the 4 seed?
Well, going into it, Coach said that his opinion of it was that we would be 4-6, and so that's kind of what we were thinking. And you know, it's always a great privilege to be able to play in the NCAA tournament. Definitely grateful. Like Coach said, feel well deserved of the place that they gave us.
Shane, do you guys feel a little bit like the Rodney Dangerfield of the tournament? At least one national pundit, whatever he knows, thought Siena would win. He even said it on the air. I mean, does that motivate you at all when you hear people doubt you? Not necessarily him, but, you know, other people?
Well, that's kind of been the story of my life here in Vanderbilt. You know, all 4 years we've been the underdog. And even last year, going into the tournament, we were underdog, and in those games. So we just take the same attitude, the same approaches we have all season, just to go out and get better every day in practice that we have, and look forward to a great game.
Guys, how does it feel neat to have this year compared to last year's feeling, being back here a second time now? That's sweeter as a senior especially?
I think, you know, having that experience last year will really benefit our team going into this year, just because, you know, we understand what it takes to win and kind of the tournament format. And, you know, we have a lot of guys coming back that played a lot of minutes in last year's tournament. So, you know, the upperclassmen will try to convey to the younger guys about, you know, the tournament and how important it is, and, you know, how everybody kind of steps their game up another level, because you lose and you're done, your career's over. Well, for me and Chan, our career's over, and for other guys, our season's over. So we're excited about having that experience and taking that this year.
Cal, do you think that matters, tournament experience for players overall? Or?
No, I think tournament experience is really important, because I think that if they can hear me. If you haven't been there, you don't know what it's like. Now, certainly, if you get there, if you haven't been there and you get there with juniors and seniors, they've been battle tested so much more than a younger team has been, that even if you haven't been, you can adjust, as our team did last year, without a lot of prior tournament experience. But I think our experience last year will be very valuable to our team this year, and I think that Shane and Ross's experience and Red's experience and Jermaine's experience will be valuable for, you know, AJ and Keegan and Darshawn and Andre and those guys, because they will be around, you know, they'll be looking up to the guys that have been through it and have been there. So we're hopeful that's beneficial to us, and think it will be.
Coach, is it difficult to forget about the SEC tournament and move ahead to this thing, or is it pretty easy to do that?
No, it's pretty easy to put that behind you. What you want to take with you, or at least what I take with me, is why did we get eliminated? And so what we've got to do is we've got to fix those things that occurred in that Arkansas game that caused us to get beat, at least to the extent that we can, and go forward and play, you know, more like we think we're capable of playing.
What did you get eliminated?
Lack of rebounding, lack of sustained defensive intensity, lack those two things really. Lack of rebounding and lack of sustained defensive intensity. Those would be the two areas that we failed in the Arkansas game, and our offense was pretty good. We got to the foul line a bunch, and we got to the foul line 57 times in two games down there. And I guarantee you, we'd take 57 free throws in the next two games. I mean, that, you know, so offensively we're doing some things right, but defensively we've got to get. And our first shot defense might have been good enough, but when you give them two and three and four chances, then it's not going to get it. Not that team anyway.
Ross, do you have any reason to believe you guys can't make a similar run in this tournament that you guys made last year? I mean, are you optimistic about that? And why, kind of explain why you would feel like you guys have the same capability?
I think last year was it's kind of different, because last year we had a non-traditional team with me playing the five and playing basically four guards out there. So it was a little bit different for teams to prepare for us and stuff like that. But as far as, you know, we have a lot of good pieces this year on our team, and just being there last year is going to help. So I don't expect that we couldn't make a deep run in the tournament again this year and further than last year, just because you know, we have what it takes and we know what it takes. So,
Kevin, is this team just the way this team is built? Do you feel like it's a tournament type team from this standpoint that it's tough for you guys? Tough for other people to get ready for you guys, man.
Well, I actually think it was probably tougher for people to get ready for us last year. Our team was unconventional last year and difficult. And not only difficult because it was unconventional, it was difficult because we were good. And and we were tough. That team was an extremely hard-nosed, tough basketball team. And our team this year is more conventional. Now, in its own way, it's difficult too because of the inside-outside presence that we have this year, where we didn't have that same inside-outside presence a year ago. So, again, our ability to get to the foul line is significantly greater this year. Our ability to throw the ball inside and get easy baskets is significantly greater this year. So there are a number of things. We block more shots this year, a number of things that we do better this year than we did a year ago. I'm not going to sit here and profess our team ready to be a tournament team. I think we'll find that out. I think if right about now we got on a little bit of a roll last year and in 2004 we kind of got on that roll in the conference tournament. You know, we won a game, and then we beat Mississippi State in overtime, and we kind of got on that roll then. And we played a really good game against Western Michigan, and another really good game against NC State, and then it really didn't matter how we played against Connecticut that year. But nevertheless, it's about the teams that kind of get on the roll and catch fire right now, and that could certainly be us. As Ross said, we've got the elements, we've got the pieces. Do we have the focus? Do we have the ability to eliminate the distractions? Do we have the ability to rebound and play with that sustained defensive intensity that it takes in this tournament? We'll find that out.
Chase, a lot of players, the world college players, don't ever get into a tournament. How much pride do you think of the fact that you're here for a second straight time now?
I take a lot of pride in that, especially since, I think somebody said it's been a while, but it hasn't been done, and I haven't been able to go back-to-back like that. I've had a great opportunity to play with a lot of great players here, be around great coaches that we've trusted in and have been able to be successful in this program, and we take a lot of pride in that.
Shane, when you know every game you play now as a senior could be your last, if you're at that point, how much urgency do you feel now to go out and play maybe your best basketball or just get this team playing the best they can?
There's a great sense of urgency. Like you said, lose one and you're done. That definitely makes you be a lot more focused. It makes you take every possession like it's your last, because it very well could be.
Can you guys talk a little about kind of what Coach was saying? Just what's the message to the young guys in terms of, okay, maybe we need to get on the roll that we wanted to start with the SEC tournament. There's still room, it's still time to get on that roll. What's kind of the message to these younger guys?
Just that, just from my experience last year, that, if you can just take out this time to really, really be focused and just do the things that coaches are asking us to do. That's pretty much the story. Last year we had tremendous confidence in our coaching staff, and they put together great scouting reports and game plans, and we went on to execute. And I think that would be the same message that we try to portray to them this year. Just go out there and continue to be together like we have all year, and go out there and execute what the coaches give us, and we'll have the same experience we had last year or better.
Ross, can you talk about the concept of going back-to-back NCAAs? I think it's happened one other time here at Vanderbilt, but just being able to take this team to the tournament two straight years and kind of where this program's going to, maybe?
Yeah, it's exciting for us. For us as a senior class, just to be able to go to back-to-back tournaments and cool for Jermaine Beal, who's never known a season without an NCAA tournament. We've played in the NIT. When I was at LSU my freshman year, played at Oklahoma in the NIT, and in my redshirt year here, played at Notre Dame in the same tournament. So it's just a lot more fun for everybody, for the school, for the players and coaches and fans to play in the NCAA tournament, to do it 2 years in a row, and play like we did last year, and hopefully play equally as well or better this year. It's exciting for us, and hopefully we can take advantage of it.
Kevin, you make jokes quite a bit about
no
point several years ago when you you sometimes refer to the point in time when fans were wanting you gone, or you make jokes about that. Did you envision three NCAA tournaments in appearances in 5 years at that time? Did you see the program get into a point where it would go from that to where you guys are now getting four seeds? I mean, it seems like a pretty dramatic turnaround that maybe it just doesn't get talked about.
I was asked, let me think. I was asked, I guess it was three seasons ago at the conclusion of the season by a columnist here in town about the state of the program. And I won't say that, you know, after our 11-18 season that I was sitting there envisioning three NCAAs in the next five, because we had these guys coming in and I thought things had a chance to get better. But then, you know, after Frege's year 2004, we followed that up with two NITs and at least one of those was an underachievement. But I felt like our program was really right then on the verge of making a jump. And that's what I said post getting beaten by LSU down in the conference tournament in Nashville. I think we're on the doorstep of some good things happening. And I'm sure that anybody that read what I had to say then probably thought I was crazy. But I just felt like that we really had an opportunity because of guys that were coming in and these guys getting older, and I just felt like that we were really getting ready to enter a state of a healthy mindset in our program, and I think as much as anything, that's been the cause of our success the last 2 years. Is a year ago, our seniors and you know, but Dan Cage in a lot of ways was the primary leader of that group of seniors and that team, and I just felt like his leadership and then Ted and Derek's, you know, leadership with him, and now what these guys have continued along with Red and Allen and Davis, I just felt like we were getting ready to enter a couple of really strong years of leadership in terms of our players in the program. And for those reasons, I thought we could be a lot better, and we have been, and it's been because of that.
Did you ever have a time in your 9 years where you questioned that or thought it wasn't going to happen, or maybe you made a mistake in being here?
Oh, I had made a mistake in being here after every game we lost. You know, that's not how my mind thinks, but you know, you question everything when you lose or when you're not winning as much as you want to win, I firmly believe that we were headed for success, and I didn't necessarily envision that last year's team would be a Sweet 16 team, and we were sitting there 1-3 and had just lost to Furman at home, and I didn't go into this season thinking, oh gosh, we'll be a top 16 seed in this tournament this year, but I did think we were going to have a good team. And I didn't know what that meant, but I thought we had a chance to have a good team, and we have had a good team. It can turn into a great team if we finish it the way we would like to finish it. We've got some work to do and some things that have to happen in order for us to finish it. But again, we're proud of what we've done, and I think my biggest underestimation. And when I took the Vanderbilt job was having worked at Purdue and then Kansas and Illinois State, all three of those programs can be fixed more quickly when they're broken than Vanderbilt can because of the nature of the school and the nature of the kids that you can and cannot get into school. And it just took longer here. It took longer than I thought it would. I thought we would get it to this point. It just took longer to get here than I thought it would.
Shane, do you have, as a player, have an understanding of that significance that three NCAA tournament appearances in 5 years at this school doesn't happen every 5 years, and that you guys have been part of something, which he was just talking about? I mean, do you carry a sense of that?
Definitely a little bit. You know, I joke with people from time to time saying that when I was recruited by Coach Stallings and Coach Jackson was at Furman right now, that the first time I met them, I had never heard of Vanderbilt, like ever. And so, you know, I definitely get a sense of that. But by the same token, you know, the thing that I took out of my recruitment is that I was coming to play for a great guy that really knew the game of basketball and that he was dedicated to making his team and his players better. And anytime you have a coach that's that dedicated and really shows that he cares, then success is coming. And I really felt that, and it's been a great honor to be a part of.
I would add to that. I've told Shane and Red and your back would feel better if we just got another microphone. And Ross, you know, Ross has been here playing for the last 3 years, competing for the last two, Alan. But Shane and Red have, from the beginning of their time here, I think people will always be able to say that they raised the level of Vanderbilt basketball from when they touched it when they first got here. And Ross can say the same thing. The difference is Red and Shane were playing here for 4 years. And what they've meant to this program can't even be measured. And I really believe that those two guys were as responsible for the change in the mentality within the program as anybody. And the change in how practice was viewed by the players. And I know that seems like probably a very insignificant thing to you as media people, but just the way practice is viewed, they changed how the outlook was on practice with their teammates. They changed it. They just said, this is how we're going to approach practice, and it changed. And as opposed to practice being dreaded and practice was looked forward to, it was talked about being made fun, it was they wouldn't allow me not to have fun. They changed the mentality towards our work. And their impact on this program has been much more significant than just our gains and wins and losses and just our gains in NCAA tournaments. Those two guys, and again, Ross certainly impacted it after he got here. Alan has impacted it, but less. Shane and Red have and I've told these seniors that they're going to go down as the group that's looked at that changed the program the most from the time they got here to the time they left. And I think that's a heck of a legacy.
Kevin, you've said that before. How did those two guys in particular go about doing
it? They just changed it. They just, what they said in the locker room, what they said to their teammates, what they allowed their teammates to think, what they allowed their teammates to say, how they what they didn't allow, what they made me do. I mean, you know, they were really the ones that came up with, you know, and if I've heard Red say this one time, I've heard him say it 500,000 times, we got to get better today. And he says it every day, multiple times. And after you hear something over and over and over and over and over again, it just sort of sticks, and it just sort of becomes a part of the atmosphere, and it becomes a part of what the program is about every day. Right? Am I right? Every day, his teammates hear him say, "Come on, man, we got to get better today. We have got to get better today." Well, can you imagine the difference between that and maybe in earlier years in the program, guys saying, "All right, don't anybody say anything out there today. Just put your head down, get through it, and we'll get out of there as quick as we can." Well, which team is going to prosper more? It's going to be the one that says, "Let's go out here and have some fun and joke each other and get on each other and get after each other and let's have fun and let's get better." And well, that's what those guys did. And they came to me. They came to me after their sophomore year and said, "Coach, practice. You know, we're being told that just to get through practice. We want practice to be fun. And that was kind of what started.
Can you follow up on that?
That's basically what happened. Red and I are two guys that really love the game of basketball and are very dedicated to it. And, during the summertime, we're here, probably more than anybody else, is working on our games together, just all the time. And, basketball is meant to be fun. When you love something, it's meant to be fun. And we really felt that the more we made it fun, especially the type of atmosphere practice it was, the more fun we made it, the more better we would get.
That's a Vanderbilt. that's exclusive to Vanderbilt. You can only use that expression at Vanderbilt. So I hope that none of those guys from Siena try to steal that from us. More better. You could have shortened that just mo better.
How much truth, if any, is there to the fact that a coach would rather go to a drab, boring place, not tropical, compared to where you are ending up going? This location.
I don't think that there's any truth to any of that. I think that for me personally, my son's down with his high school baseball team playing in Orlando over the spring break in a tournament. So Tampa was the one I had circled. So we're that's where the conference tournament is next year. Give us a chance to get in the building and see it. We're very happy to be going to Tampa. I hope the weather's beautiful and the sun's shining and our guys are refreshed and invigorated by a bunch of good sunlight. But I'm not buying into that. You'd rather go to some far away, remote place because there's less distractions. If our guys choose to get distracted, then they'll get distracted no matter where we're at.
Any more for these guys?
Shane, just to follow up on the previous thing, I guess there's a perception of your coach out there that sometimes he's not exactly a fun guy. How did you all approach him with "we want practice to be fun," and how did you go about getting him to make your buy into that?
Well, me personally, I challenged him to go out there and have fun himself. I just didn't feel like my first 2 years that, it was fun for him. It wasn't fun for us. It wasn't fun for him. It couldn't be. I've always been the type of guy that likes to see other people enjoy life as well. And basketball is meant to be fun. He played when he was in college and high school, and I know he had a great deal of fun then, and I felt like if he had fun, we would have fun. If we had fun, he'd be having fun. And the more fun you have in basketball, the more success you have. That was just our focus, and we've been able to do some pretty big things.
So the question is who changed their temperament more? Did the players change their temperament, or did I change my temperament?
I think it was a combination of both.
No, that's wrong. The players change their temperament more. I'm not that much different. I have more fun because they have more fun.
Kevin, how do you see that being sustained after these guys are gone?
Shane will pass the secret along to Jermaine or George, maybe. And so, I think as I said, they've changed the mindset of the program. I don't see it going back. They've just changed how it's viewed, I'm really not. I still yell, right? Still swear? Still get mad? I'm no different than I've ever been, but they view it differently, and we have more fun, and they work harder, and we're more productive.
So. Along that same line, can you, Shane Ross, can you talk about going into this tournament, kind of finding that line between having fun and taking care of business, and you've been there. Talk a little about that.
Shane's been talking too much. It's your turn.
Drawing the line between having fun and taking care of business.
Yeah, finding that balance in the closing.
I think kind of the same way that it is in practice. You have fun when you're taking care of business. If you go out there and you play hard and you leave it all out there on the court, and you get wins, then that's more fun. If you go out there and you're not having fun, you're not playing hard, and and you're not being successful, then it's going to be tough to be both of them. So I consider them linked, and that's how it is.
Kevin, obviously AJ and Shane have kind of established themselves as the primary offensive options for this team. Are you concerned at the lack of a consistent third option?
No, I'm not that concerned with us offensively. I'm not, some nights Ross is going to be the third option, some nights Red will be the third option, some nights Jermaine will be the third option. And maybe, at least earlier in the season, there were nights when Allen was a third option, Keegan was a third option. I mean, I'm not worried about, I'm not really worried about where our points are going to come from. I'm much more worried about our rebounding and sustained defensive intensity. That's what I'm concerned with. If we get those two things, then our offense will take care of itself.
Ross, was that beating you guys took on the boards against Arkansas? I mean, as you thought about it or seen it, is it a fixable thing? Was it just?
Yeah.
What do you attribute to?
Yeah, it has to be. When we played in Fayetteville, it was the same team 2 weeks prior, and then they didn't hurt us on the boards in that game. So it's just a mindset and effort. Defense and rebounding is effort, and you gotta want to get the rebound, you gotta want to get stops and rebounds. So that's what we're thinking about today in practice. That's what we'll continue to think about leading up to these first and second round games, and hopefully it'll pay off this weekend.
Shane, talk first of all. How many shots do you think you and Red took together this summer? And also talk a little about how the relationship you two developed this over 4 years, and how you push each other.
I don't have a clue how many shots we took. It was a lot. I know it was a lot because we were in there all the time. But Red and I came on our visit here together during high school. We were getting recruited. And we bonded a lot then and continued to keep in touch throughout our senior years in high school. And we were roommates when we got here. And so obviously, we were able to make a strong connection there. Red's my brother. Great guy. Great guy, great teammate. He's always trying to do whatever it takes to win, whatever it takes to not only make himself better, but to make his teammates better. And he's definitely one of my best friends. Guy I look up to for a number of reasons. It feels great being out there with a guy that I've been with for so long. That's just what it is.
Kevin, I think folks that don't understand or don't realize the situation maybe think that Red isn't one of your favorite guys, but to kind of listen to you and hear.
I really don't care what people think about who my favorite this or that is. I get on Red's butt hard, but every day he walks into the gym, he says, "What up, old man?" So does it sound like he and I must have a real strained relationship? How many times you heard him say that?
Man.
What up, old man? Every day. So Red and I really have problems. We're not. I don't like him. He doesn't like me. And Red's a great competitor. Red wants to win. Red's want to sometimes gets in his way of good judgment. But when it all comes down to it, Red's going to give you every ounce that he's got to help his team win. And at the end of the day, if his team wins, he's happy. If his team loses, he's mad. And there is no in-between with him. If his team wins, he's happy. If his team loses, he's mad. And Red has sacrificed. Red has been unselfish. Red has bought in to every last thing that our coaching staff has asked of him. And does he always execute it perfectly? No. But I wouldn't trade Red for anybody. I love his competitive spirit. I love his attitude and practice. And I love his dedication to his teammates. He loves his teammates and he loves his team. And You can't beat guys like that.
Any more? All right. Thanks, Frank.